When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Some guy emailed me yesterday as I was leaving and said something about street corn. This is how bad it's gotten for me with street corn, is it?
Okay, I smell it today.
It's tuna. That's my tuna. I just got myself a vending machine tuna box. Surprisingly fantastic. But it's just in huge letters on my thing, street corn! And as we all know, got to love me some street corn. Got the feels for the street corn. And he gave me a list of places not only you can get street corn, but now it's a street corn dip.
Shut up.
And yeah. it's all places that I cannot go.
Food City?
I was just going to say the same thing.
Yeah. And then he said and then he fires back. He goes, and also Walmart or Costco, they're doing authentic street corn.
They bring the vendor out.
Vendor? Cart. They're doing it like they do in Guadalupe. Dude's got like a makeshift shopping cart. He's doing it on a shopping cart.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he's made it a grill.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's out front or not, but I'm like, man.
Where at? What part of town?
Come on.
That's going to say something like Costco.
Paradise Valley.
Yeah. The guy that sells that dip, it's available at the Gilbert Farmer's Market.
The guy?
Yeah, there's
there's a company I know about. I don't know if some individual.
Yeah, it's a company or guys. He's got salsas and then the
emoji. Oh, some dude canning his own?
Yeah.
It's right next to the Russian beekeeper.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, he's not out at the Gilbert Farmer's
Market. Mine has to have the words Frito-Lay somewhere on the title for me to be comfortable with. Street corn myself. Don't you like the yellow and white? Oh, that's the stuff. Tyson's
Rojos.
Corn dip.
Rojos street corn dip.
See, I'll buy that. Some dude canning it himself. There's way too much viscous white fluid in that street corn jar to make me comfortable. It's got to have a little look of mayo, and I'm not doing that from some dude canning at home.
I don't think it's home canning. I think there's a co-packer.
Well, get it in stores and we'll talk. Yeah,
co-packer?
Yeah.
Well, Rojos has a co-packer.
What does that mean?
They all do. That's where it's produced.
Well, I can trace back to Rojos. If this guy's got a brand name and it's a major company, I'll go back to it. But if it's just Dave's street corn in a jar selling it out of a tent, I'm out.
Street corn dip not available so far on Amazon.
Yeah, I'll go through.
Amazon Prime you some.
I'll buy my stuff through aisles in stores that I can blame later when I get sick. I'm not going to go. You're not going to get much back if you go to some dude in a tent and say, hey, I think your street corn made me sick. He'd be like, yeah, because I canned it at home with my semen, you idiot.
Ugh.
Those lines.
That's why. If he's got a co-packer, it is covered.
All right. I'm still not buying it from a tent. I'm buying it from Safeway so I can turn and go, hey, Safeway, you're to blame here. Or the big store. That's why you go to those places. You buy anything, co-packed or otherwise. Dude can co-pack away. He can buy some Heinz ketchup, sell it at a tent. It's not Heinz anymore. It's that guy's.
That co-packer sounds like a cutesy name to make it all okay.
Not doing that. I see those lines at the farmer's market there on Saturday mornings for the burritos that dude's making. I'm like, you guys. And that's the fun part of South Park is Integrity Farms. The only time people liked it is when Randy would throw his junk in it. And he started getting all wobbly because there was a line and he couldn't keep up. But they'd stay in line. They won't go home. I worry about that. I need somebody to sue, Brady. That's how I feel. You have to have a major backer, not some tent operation. You can sell me French's mustard out of a tent. I'm not buying it. Only doing that at Safeway. Got to have somebody to blame. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Bud Light. Head to Hooters and check out the 11 lunch specials starting at $8 each. Wash it down with an ice-cold Bud Light. Hooters and Bud Light bring you the Brady Report. Brady Report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world!
I had to think about that.
National Eat What You Want Day.
So,
what are you going to have?
The afternoon?
Here are the 10 things we eat daily if we could. pizza, pasta, burgers, ice cream.
All that's a you can.
Tacos or burritos, chocolate fries, donuts, cake, and chips.
But you mean like every day? Like
every day.
People would eat a taco every day. Not me.
Yeah. But you can.
I like tacos. You can. Just like tuna out of a can.
Weird.
Vending machine tuna.
I know. That's just
a couple of baseless
fun facts. That's one I can't get by. I'll eat a lot of things. But
I can sue the bumblebee people if this goes south. It's a brand name. Not going down there on Dave's tuna salad out of a vending machine.
If you recover with your weakened knees.
Yeah, well, look, you never know. It's always a risk. What would you eat every day if you could, Brady?
Out of that list,
pizza.
Yeah, but what's stopping you?
What?
That's what I'm saying.
Pizza's easy to get.
Yeah. I eat everything on that list every day.
Yeah, I was going to. Yeah, that's a menu for you.
Yeah.
I have to wonder, like, why people didn't shoot for the stars on that. It like that should be.
But I'm with
hard to get
stuff. If that was the only thing that you could have for the rest of your like,
that's a different question.
Pizza.
Yeah, pizza would be pretty good. I think I'd go with burgers, just meat.
It's up there.
Yeah, I'd just go with straight beef.
The moon isn't shaped like a sphere. It's shaped like a lemon.
Okay.
Hmm. The person who invented the stethoscope was a guy named René Laennec, and he came up with it because he didn't feel comfortable putting his ear directly on a woman's chest.
Ooh.
The first gay doctor? Is that what you just...
ew, God. Yes,
thanks, twink.
Yes, I've invented a thing so I don't have to touch your disgusting fat orb boobies. That's how they used to do it?
Yeah.
Just slam their ear up on you?
Yep.
No kidding. I guess it's the same. Ugh. Except for this guy's just thinking he's going to throw up the whole... Okay, God. Oh, I can feel him under my cheeks. Could you spread those mammoth beasts apart so I can hear your heart?
The only state capital that's one syllable?
Pierre, no.
You're right.
Pierre is only one syllable, right?
Pierre.
Pierre, that's right. It's called Pierre. Pierre.
Pierre. It's not called Pierre?
It's Pierre.
It's Pierre, like a Pierre.
Yeah, it's like Pierre, but they say, when they say it, it's like Pierre.
Interesting.
It like comes out, and it's not Pierre, but it's like Pierre. They say it in a weird way. And then some just say Pierre.
Like Chuck with Tempe.
I had a dude who called himself a Sodak. He would get all the knowledge of North and South Dakota, all of it. And like, talk about a boring dude. He went to Sodak State, the quarterback at Sodak. He had sort of an accent, but I never placed it. It was odd.
I had a little Mother's Jackalopes. Day fallout. 22-year-old guy named Andrew Peterson in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, lives at home with his mom, who's 43 years old. He got really upset on Mother's Day because he couldn't find his phone. So he wound up tasing his mom in the neck.
Oh, man.
He was arrested for battery, disorderly conduct, and more. And his girlfriend, who's a 20-year-old woman named Colleen Parker, was also arrested because she punched Andrew's mom in the face 3 days earlier.
Man.
It's a good weekend.
Sean Lloyd says, we all know what the answer Toledo would have given for that, what you could eat every day if they said, what food would you mouth every single day? And he's doing it, an apple. It's no wonder his wife went full Les. What's that have to do with anything?
Nothing. Just a shot.
Yeah, it is.
If he was any good at eating the apple the way he eats it, she would have stuck around.
Line him up. Boris Johnson just announced in the UK that their citizens get the green light for casual sex starting May 17th.
All right. Nice job. Thanks, England.
You can have some slumber parties.
Six more days.
I've got some pee-pee poo-poo news.
Okay.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your pee-pee poo-poo news. Doctors in India are warning against the practice of using cow dung in the belief that it'll ward off COVID-19.
Huh.
There's a couple of villages that are covering themselves in poop. And then doing a prayer ritual because, you know, the cow is a sacred symbol in India.
Yeah. So is Fisher Stevens.
And so they're not only going deep in the fresh poo, but they're also putting the cow urine on themselves. Yeah. And
I watched a YouTube news report about what's going on in India. And the guy standing there hates to do the accent because I know how offensive that could be, but I'm doing it.
You can apologize about it later. Don't worry about it.
In 30 years, I'll tell you how awful I feel about this. He goes, I just don't understand why people aren't helping us more. And then he reaches down and grabs the feet of a clearly wrapped body and throws it in a fire in a parking lot. We're in dire need of help. Oh my God. Jeez. If this video doesn't say stay away from our country, nothing will. The dude tossed someone in a fire right there. And they had, like, multiple campfires going. Like, the parking lot had these, like, teepees on fire. They're stuffing people in them one after another. They had no idea what to do with the bodies.
Brutal. That's your pee-pee-poo-poo news. Seven in ten people think the pandemic has made them smarter. A recent survey of... Mm-hmm.
70%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
86% of us feel
statistical anomaly, Brett.
Yeah, there's no way that's right.
There's a tiger running around here.
Well, that's the least of the problems.
86% of us feel the pandemic has changed our personality in one way or another.
Yeah.
38% feel more open to trying new things. 27% of us have changed our relationship status. Twice as many people have gotten divorced than married. Yeah, only one in five breakups happened in person.
No kidding.
20%.
Broke up over Zoom.
Yep.
Just ghosting. Evil.
I've got a little Wild America.
All right. Go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America. Get ready, because we're going to have trillions of cicadas. They're coming soon. Every 17 years, this is the 17-year batch, which is the biggest. So they polled 35,000 Americans, and 25% say they would give cicada-based food a shot.
Well, we're going to wrangle them up and cook them?
Yeah.
We are?
9% said they wouldn't be willing to do it. 13% said
they... Hold on a second. When did that idea... Well, I don't remember voting on this.
Because more and more...
bug-out bags.
They're using insects. That's one of the... Some science and research on food. Talking about incorporating more insects into our food.
Here's how you get Brady to do it.
Oh, what is that?
Barbecued cicadas.
They're tiny. They're like four or 5 inches, aren't they?
They're big.
Not that big.
Cicadas, they're about
that big.
It was
like 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah.
I guess it's big to you and your girlfriend.
Yeah, but you put 9 of them on a stick.
Sure. Yeah, you need 9 of them to make a good one. I got you.
I won't even eat Beyond Beef. I'm not going to eat this. Come on.
Barbecued cicada when we've got tons of cows
up,
still.
You can grind them up and then mix them in other stuff. That's what we're talking
about. I'll eat the cicadas when we're out.
Grind them up.
Cicada corn?
No. I'll eat corn. What do I need a bug on it for? We've been fighting that for years.
Maybe that's why you like it so much.
No, it isn't. The whole purpose of our food has been to fumigate it constantly to keep bugs off of it. I'm not adding bug. So when are we just going to put up a big scoop net and keep cicadas and then feed them to idiots?
Grind them up.
We're not out of food yet.
It's the new meat, John.
No, it's not.
It's soy and green.
No, we're not out of meat. I don't know why we're trying to replace it so badly.
Chicken shortage, it's all happening.
Cut down on the methane.
I don't get it.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Stupid.
That's your Wild America.
That's it. Quit trying to replace delicious, awesome cow. I know the environment's struggling from their farts, but I'm struggling without their meat.
Don't you want to eat something that tastes like meat but isn't meat?
Not when I've still got meat, moron.
But it's almost meat.
Are we out of cows?
No.
Then I'm going to stick to that until we're dry.
Apparently it's big in Laos.
Of course it is. Laos. A place you would never put on your top 30 list of things to visit.
Oh, come on now.
Laos is on anyone's.
Beautiful country.
Humid, swamps, bugs for food.
I'll ask
tell me how the Chamber of Commerce is winning.
I'll ask my uncle. He was in Vietnam and Laos.
Oh, it sounds beautiful already. Nothing but great things I've heard about Vietnam. I haven't heard one poor story in my entire life about Vietnam. And Laos, forget Cambodia. These are the three hot spots for my travel. American Express concierge calls me all the time. He's like, when are you going to get that trip to Laos out of the way? They eat bugs. I'm out. There's a reason it's a show on TV for people like Brady.
Whoa, exotic.
And you still don't want to go. You wouldn't go to a bug-infested place for food.
Here's an article. Catching cicadas for food brings a small fortune
to these
villagers.
Okay, and look at this, Toledo. The guy is in a giant drum of bugs in the middle of the road preparing a meal. I don't want to go to a country where the food's
prepared. He's not preparing. He's selling them by the pound.
Right. Okay. I don't want to go to a country where they sell bugs by the pound for food in the street.
That kebab looks pretty good.
I knew you'd like the kebab.
I will only go to places that have established themselves as wealthy. I don't want to go to poor countries to see how they live.
Singapore.
You're not going to Ocean 44.
The city. I don't want that.
You're not going to Ocean 44 anytime soon and ordering up an appetizer?
No, you know why? Because they're never going to sell bugs there. We have a delicious cicada kebab. I'm like, what happened to this place?
You really let yourself go.
Idiots. That's repulsive. We got to stop acting like these third world nightmare countries have good ideas. They don't. Ever.
You know, iPhones have that live photo feature?
Sure.
Well, this girl, Serena Carrington, posted a video on TikTok on Sunday showing her boyfriend sent her a photo of an empty bed in the hotel room telling her that he missed her.
Oh, oops. This guy.
She pressed the live photo. And you press it, and it's a girl flopping on the bed at the end of the photo.
Oh.
That's not her.
It's Kumar.
Oh, you've got the live
photo. Oh, yeah. Let's see this.
I don't know if I can show the live photo on computer.
Oh, you can. There's no nudity. It's just...
No. I don't know if it works on a laptop. It works on your phone.
It did on the TikTok.
This girl named Julie just emailed and said, my sister lives in Laos. This will confirm it. She told me her neighbor offered to cut down her fruit tree because it was dying, and he wanted the worms inside for food. Scratch it off the list. Why would you send a picture of a big empty bed to your significant other?
While the
side squish is there. Oh,
man.
Dead.
I went back and I pressed a couple of the photos that had the live thing on it. It's amazing.
See what you've caught?
Yeah, there's a ton.
But there's a lot more movement that goes on for, you know, 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah, it's 5 seconds. Live's 5 seconds. It's terrifying. When you've got, that's just silly. Anyway, we're all bad people.
We lost a legendary televangelist. Did you see this?
Uh-uh.
99 years old. Ernest Angley. Do you remember him at all?
Nope.
Robert.
I know the name.
Robin Williams used to make fun
of
him.
Oh, that's right.
He would do an Ernest Angley.
That's right.
The guy's out of Ohio, but this guy was one of the OGs of making money in the televangelism world. And 2005, he was able to buy a $26 million Boeing 747 for his overseas missions. He needed
Good
that
stuff.
To travel in. They claimed the church is a dangerous cult, but Robin Williams did a really funny version of him.
The dude looked like a wax figure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember seeing him growing up and hearing him talk, but he had multiple private jets, Lamborghinis, a lot of cars.
I got half a mind to get into this.
The church, they claim the church is a dangerous cult where pregnant women are encouraged to have abortions.
His church?
Childless men are encouraged to have vasectomies.
Mm-hmm.
And Ernest himself, who preached vehemently against the sin of homosexuality, was himself a gay man, personally examined the genitals of all the male parishioners before and after their surgeries.
Wow.
They also turned a blind eye to sexual abuse of by other members of the church.
Wait, this was his church? Oh, what a stunning.
Oh, and he had some faith healing going on.
What a blessing to see. You know, they're just all
in Africa. He's in Africa.
Yeah, he traveled all around.
Bone and Grace program, so we can make it possible for this pastor to receive all this literature.
Do any of his own
stuff. Bless his congregation and other people as well.
Yes, and you know he gets these shipments in, and he gets
that is a racket. I want to kind of get my feet wet in.
Man,
they make money hand over fist just being, and I can play a part.
The only thing they are able to get him on basically in 2014 was $388,000 for back wages. One of the employees sued him, saying he also not only was he sexually abused, but he owes me some money. They dropped the sexual abuse part, couldn't prove that, but got him some back pay.
Yeah, I could do this.
He started out in the tents as well, you know, the big face.
Well,
tents.
I think that movie that Steve Martin did that was just awful was kind of based.
Might have
on
based, yeah, that could
did.
Be.
How is it that you as
do
a,
you believe in prayer?
I'm asking the questions.
I'll ask the questions
no,
too.
I'll ask
all right,
the
then the interview's over with. I'll let you go. If you can't answer my question, then I'm not going to deal with you.
Sir, I came in to interview.
That doesn't make any difference. I asked you a question.
Questions.
Do you believe in the power of prayer?
Now, how is that germane?
Huh? Do you believe in it?
How is that germane?
Because if you believe in the prayer, then you have to believe in miracles. Do you believe in miracles?
Things like Robin
Hood. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you believe in miracles?
Why,
if there's no need for
preacher,
me to talk to you if you don't
one
believe in miracles.
Can deal with so many people, heal so many people when other preachers can't. How do you have that special knack that you can do that?
I don't have a knack, sir. If you're going to talk like that, I won't give you an interview. This is me.
It's pretty good doublespeak right there. People questioned whether he was gay. I mean, I pretty much got that
yeah,
vibe
right,
off him
yeah,
right away.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that made him not gay is the toupee, if that's what that is. It just might be a really well-coiffed, hairsprayed mess.
Big fan of Mike Douglas back in the day.
He looks a lot like the old Mike Douglas.
Yeah, he does.
Let's get to a couple of radio videos. The first one, Toledo, you have to pull this up.
Okay.
It's a video of, did you see the balcony collapse in Malibu?
No.
Had a little balcony party. Someone was renting the house.
Please tell me the Jake Pauls
Nine
were
people
under
injured,
it.
But
were all the Pauls
no,
in there?
Damn they it. Weren't.
When will they fall off a balcony?
Are they in Malibu?
Nah, they're...
Yeah, they're in Malibu.
Well, this is.
Oh, the
I don't know if the
Pauls
were, yeah. I think they're in Palisades, but...
I know.
Or not Palisades, they're up in Calabasas. Oh, this is a beach
oh,
balcony.
It's
this
it's
is
packed, too.
This is one of them... Boy, L.A. doesn't like this. Telling everybody
come on now.
Close up shop, and they've got 30 people on one balcony.
That computer's locked.
They're kind of opening up there. They had some people at the Lakers game the other day.
Yeah, that was the other thing they thought. Oh, that's
not COVID safe at
a little
all.
Close proximity there. Kids.
Here's, oh, it's just a big girl swinging on it. This is what we look at.
This will be good.
This will be good anyway. Fat girl getting. Oh! We have, but I forgot
yeah,
about her
yeah.
until the.
Yeah, it gets the leg tangled.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the balcony collapse wasn't very good, but at least you found a fat girl getting snapped by a rope. Wow.
All right, let's get to the other ones if we can.
All right, go ahead.
Next one, wow. I want to save it in the right order. Let's do the. I sent you the go-kart one
okay.
first. Guy on the mini go-karts.
Okay.
Formula, kind of Formula One looking
right.
go-karts.
Formula, go-kart.
Formula One go-karts.
Formula 10.
Yeah, they're low formula.
Yeah.
Formula 44D go-karts. They still make that stuff? You got kids. They have the Formula 44D. That was a curse as a child.
Yeah, I think they
that
did.
That kept me from
the Vicks.
Like, I would go to school. Before I eat the Formula 44D, that stuff was.
Guy
awesome.
Goes into the side.
Mais uma volta completada.
Oh, he's
oh,
dead.
Man. Oh,
que acidente incrível
almost gets
ali na reta.
By the end of Formula 10.
Go kart racing, and the guy nearly loses his life.
Mais uma volta completada.
How do you
what's
say?
What's he saying, Brett?
Well, he's saying, I know what he's saying.
You're effed.
It's Italian for if you ain't a rabbit, you ain't a race. Oh, my God. How about that?
Mais uma volta completada.
This guy's lived 20-plus years of his life, and he dies in a go-kart. Oh, that's embarrassing.
The last one is a young lady running the high hurdles. Actually, it might be the low hurdles. Anyway, it's a hurdles race.
It's high to her.
It was.
Yeah, evidently. Yeah. I assume you're not going to show it to me unless they're a little high for this lady. High hurdles. Toledo's stuck on the Instagrams.
Oh, no, it's on. It's because it's on a different thing that Brady sent me, so I have to share it differently.
Is it a real race or
she's
just hurdling?
She's an athlete.
Oh, she jumped way too early.
I try to run, but see, I'm not that fast.
Oh! Did her leg snap?
Watch the leg.
Oh, that leg does not do
good things. I try to run, but see, I'm not that fast.
Oh! Oh! Flamingos.
Oh, that's a flamingo lady.
I like how Lady MC comes in at the end.
I don't care about the production of the video. Oh, that's a full... Her leg goes 45 backwards.
Yeah.
Oh. Remember Napoleon McCallum?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, every guy who likes sports remembers Napoleon McCallum. And Willis McGahee. Everybody remembers the flamingoing of... What was that guy, that college kid? Was that McGahee? No, it was the... And he ended up playing for the 49ers for a little bit.
I think it was...
Lattimore? It wasn't Lattimore. The dude who just went full backwards. His body folded forward and his leg stayed put. He tabled. He tabletopped.
McGahee's was pretty brutal.
Oh, there's some terrible stuff. Ugh. I don't know if that's the worst one, is watching the hyperextension of the knee that badly. Broken bones makes sense to me. That one, to me, it just feels like you're never supposed to ever walk again.
It's amazing. It's like, how does that recover? Or
sometimes it doesn't. What do you got?
McCallum's leg.
Oh, Napoleon McCallum. Watch this, Brett.
An injury suffered against the 49ers.
You can't see it until
right there.
Yeah, and they say that because you start bleeding so much and tearing things apart inside, you can die from it.
The very next play, he made the first down, third and one.
If I remember, because nobody wanted to touch him. He was disgusting. Ooh, he's whipping that thing around. McGahee's was bad, too. That was horrible. Anyway, well, look up all your hyperextensions there on your internet. That's the good thing about theater. I think that was a Monday night game.
That's a good life goal, that when you type in your name to Google, the first search is an injury following your name.
That's probably great. So far, so good for me.
McGahee's was against the Buckeyes.
Miami, right?
Yeah.
And Ohio State. That was a bad one. That was a real. Do you have that
Tempe.
One? Napoleon. I remember that was a Monday night game. Oh, this isn't. This
are
is
they
the
show it.
Oh, it was here. That was in the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah,
that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, this
big
is nice.
Shots. One on Winslow, and then this one. Oh, Lord!
Oh, just detached it.
Destroyed
right.
it.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
That's
His name. They spelled his name backwards on his jersey from there on.
You're going the wrong way.
So gross. It's 8:07. Stop it. These radio videos, they used to be cute. Like,
there's a puppy on a frog.
Like, everything was adorable. Now it's.
I'll get the kitty riding the sheep.
We got the Italian on board, and everybody's getting shot, and parts are getting blown off.
You got to spruce up these radio videos with a little violence.
Yeah, I do the totes of dorks.
You see this thing?
Like,
this, what is this? This little six-year-old girl riding a froggy and a doggy. I didn't need the nonsense. I need somebody's legs to bend backwards.
That's you.
Here's a guy missing thumbs. I don't know why, but watch. This is good stuff.
By the way, John, when you start your televangelism, I do like the sound of Father John. Father John's going to tell me a lot of things. I'll join up in your church.
Father John's not bad. I could, if I could live with myself and become a complete sociopath, like 100%, I could do that. I still have just a shred of empathy for people to steal.
You
got to
get rid of that.
I got to unload that in order to be an evangelist.
You got
to
get rid of that.
Well, you do. If you're going to be an evangelist, you can't have any feelings for humanity at all. You have zero feelings for people. And then you can fleece them and get your 747 in the name of the Lord and all that.
Somebody's asking, no, the preacher that died wasn't the guy who blew COVID away.
No, that's
Kenneth Copeland.
Yeah.
Kenneth Copeland. We're hoping.
Because he says, so the guy that blew COVID away, that didn't so much work for him.
Yeah. All these evangelists live to be 100.
Yep.
None of them die young. So the thing that they want to do.
Good life.
But the thing they want to do more than anything is meet Jesus. And Jesus is keeping them at bay. And I'll give them another year. They're all die at 99. Jesus doesn't want to meet him. Like, I know he's a carbon-based life form that has to die. but push it to the limits. Like Baker, he's had cancer like 9 times. He's still hanging around. He's almost 90. Like all of them live forever. Remember Billy Graham, who was one of the nice ones, they thought?
Yeah.
He was like 100 when he died. Jesus doesn't want to meet any evangelist. That should tell you something. Old priests are very common. And that's because Jesus is like, keep them down there. I don't want them up here. They're horrible. Rapey weirdos. There you go. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be. 98.